Here is the book recommendations for the freaky bitches that like to consume their freaky books through their ears. Do not think I forgot about you. Noxicadia by Kerry Lake. If I had known this audiobook slapped as hard as it did when I read this book, you best believe I wouldn't have read it physically. This is a dark romance with fantasy elements, gothic spooky vibes, and a high tension, slow burn student teacher romance that when it burns, it burns. Let me tell you. The scene in the classroom where she drops her phone. If you know, you know. And if you don't know, you better get to know. Bloodshed by Molly Doyle. This is a graphic audio, okay? And the sound effects made it for me, I have to admit. It's dark, it's gory, it's extra spicy, it's white shoes. This is kind of supposed to be read after Scream for Us by Molly Doyle. You don't have to read Scream for Us because there's actually a retelling of Scream for Us in Bloodshed. It's suspenseful and it is oh so freaky. Beautiful Fiend by Lola King. Now this one is for my dark romance loving freaky bitches. Definitely not for the faint of heart. Full to the brim of trigger warnings. But the narrator casting in this book eats down so hard. It's gritty, it's wild, it's violent, and it's unhinged as fuck. I'm about 3/4 of the way through and I am devouring this book. And it's so freaky. It is. Poisoner by Ivy Ophelia. This one only literally just dropped on audiobook. You must at least immersively read this. You need to have this in your ear holes because the sound effects. He's a vampire that makes this sound when he's hunting her. Spice is everything. Our FMC is a fucking badass. Silas is so freaky bitch coded, I can't even explain. 10 out of 10. Little Stranger and Little Liar by Lee Rivers. Book 2 has just dropped on audio, so this is the perfect time to just sit and devour both of these books. This is a dark taboo romance with the shock factor that hits so hard your jaw will just be on the floor. The audiobooks are so atmospheric. Just catch the vibe of the book so fucking good. Oh, it's so freaky. I love it. Sierra Simone's Priest Trilogy has and will always be so freaky bitch approved. It's not even funny. Tyler Bell is the blueprint taboo book boyfriend. So we obviously have a priest romance. Book 2 is about his playboy brother and it's a big age gap. Book 3 is about the other brother and this one is MM. And let me tell you, oh my god, this whole series does not get talked about enough. I know you hear about priests, but as a whole, perfection. So delicious, so well written. These books even made me cry at times, but so freaky. Let me know if you want some more freaky audiobook recs because I can definitely do a part 2. And let me know your favorite in the comments because I need more.